With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bill Clinton says he did nothing wrong with Jeffrey Epstein and saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse.
Clinton says by the time the abuse came to light with Epstein's 2008 guilty plea, he had long stopped associating with him. Friday's closed-door deposition in Chappaqua, New York, marks the first time a former president has been compelled to testify to Congress. The Democratic former president tells the committee he likely won't recall the specifics of events from more than 20 years ago. His testimony comes a day after his wife's. The Clintons have not been accused of any wrongdoing. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump said today he's not happy with the latest talks over Iran's nuclear program, but also indicated he would give the negotiators more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East. An argument has broken out between a member of the gold medal winning USA hockey team and the White House media team.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Senator John Cornyn has joined the president for his flight to Texas. The first trip after his State of the Union address, the Republican president plans to speak today about his energy and economic policies. But the red-hot Senate Republican primary race featuring Cornyn and several other candidates is the main focus. This is SRN News. A new report out on artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from a joint project of the Barna Group and GLU, and it indicates that about one-third of adults in this country now believe that spiritual advice from AI is just as good as what they might receive from a pastor. Amongst Gen Z and millennials, the youngest adults, 40% believe this. The numbers are raising concerns in some quarters as the U.S. tries to come to grips with AI, even as the technology is flooding different aspects of our lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would put the country's Orthodox chief rabbinate in charge of the entire Western Wall in Jerusalem. That is raising fears among liberal Jews that mixed gender prayer at the site will soon be outlawed. The Western Wall is the holiest site in the world where Jews pray. Its main plaza is for men only, but the site also has a section far off to the side where men and women are allowed to pray together. This is SRN News. A deadly transit crash in central Milan.
Milan's mayor, Beppe Sala, says one victim was aboard the tram and another was passing by. The mayor says the tram skipped a stop and was traveling at a higher rate of speed than would be expected. He says the driver has been hospitalized and an investigation is underway. Video by Sky TG24 shows the tram suddenly swerve at its switch track that is used by another tram line and go off its usual course and nearly flipped on its side before slamming to a stop. The number 9 tram runs through the busy heart of Milan, which is hosting seasonal fashion shows and preparations for the Paralympic Games. I'm Jennifer King.
And not far from the close on Wall Street, all the major indexes pointing sharply down. The Dow is off 601 points at this hour. The high-tech NASDAQ down 262. And the S&P 500 at this hour down by 42 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.